Hi, this is Buzz Knight, the host of the Taking a Walk podcast series. We are in Leesburg, Virginia, beautiful Leesburg, Virginia, for this episode of Taking a Walk with a dear friend of ours. He is the executive director. He is also the business development man. He is a market forecaster for the NPD Group. We're going to be taking a walk and talking about EV, electric vehicles, with Ben Arnold.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight.
Today we're going to talk EV, electric vehicles, and you will, at the end of this episode, understand some things. The wants and needs from audio entertainment regarding EV consumers. You'll learn how swiftly EV is growing, both in consumer and in commercial vehicles. And you're going to learn certainly what some of the specific companies are doing. And for this, we're going to turn to our dear friend. He's the executive director. He's also the market forecaster. And I'm sure he wears a few other hats. Ben Arnold, it's great to see you in Leesburg, Virginia.
Buzz, welcome to my home. Welcome to Leesburg.
It's great to be here. So this is an exciting topic, EV, electric vehicles. So first of all, what's your take on what consumers are looking for with EV, and specifically, what are they looking for as it relates to the entertainment aspect in the car in these electric vehicles?
Well, it's very apropos that we're sitting roadside having this conversation, I think. And there's certainly a few EVs that are driving by. Now, I think the biggest draw of electric vehicles for consumers certainly is the savings on gas, and that is a hot topic right now, even as we see gas prices come down a little bit. But also, there's an environmental aspect that you are being a little bit more green in your daily habits. And I think those two elements are the biggest draws to consumers investing in electric vehicles. You can also say that they're pretty technology forward. You look at the design of the vehicles. My son's football team, it seems like every parent has a Tesla. So there is that aspect. I think it carries a little bit of cachet with it. But I think that, you know, those are the really the biggest elements in terms of what people are looking for. I think on the kind of the, I don't know if you call it the enterprise side, the commercial side, certainly the savings in fuel costs, I think, are the biggest draw. And when you start to talk about electric vehicles, many of those vehicles have different varying levels of autonomy, being able to have autonomous features, or as Tesla talks about, the full self-driving feature. That comes with a lot of electric vehicles. And so I think there are a lot of reasons why people want to invest in these products.
And are they expecting the traditional audio entertainment systems, the consumers of these vehicles?
So that's a great question. And I think as we get deeper into the electric vehicle space, what you'll see is this rise in infotainment features, right? Content inside of the car. I think that is an expectation that people have when they get an electric vehicle. In a lot of ways, you can talk about the car kind of becoming a computer on wheels. A lot of vehicles are connected. Bring our phones into the car, that provides some connectivity. There are different applications that you can access in the car. So this idea that we can pair electric vehicles with connectivity and infotainment, I think is very exciting for consumers.
And what about market penetration? And then specifically involving market penetration, the availability of charging stations?
Well, as I go throughout my day, I go to the shopping center to go grocery shopping or something, I continue to see more and more electric charging stations. We're sitting here outside of an apartment complex. There are a couple of electric charging stations there. I don't know that electric vehicles have hit critical mass just yet, but we're definitely heading in that direction. And I think one of the takeaways is you can see just the proliferation of more and more charging stations in parking lots.
I was talking to somebody, you mentioned Tesla, so they were a Tesla owner, and they were lamenting the fact that unless they find a specific Tesla charging station, that it's really a pain in the neck to be charging at these other stations with their Tesla. Can you talk about that?
So one of the good things about the internal combustion engine is that there's a standard in terms of the fuel, right? I can go to any gas station and fuel up and feel confident that my car is going to get the mileage. One thing that we have in technology, one of the challenges, is that there's a compatibility issue sometimes, right? Your computer may not run a specific type of software. You may not have the right charger for the computer that you've gotten, so you have to get a charger for, you know, for that computer. And as we push into this more technology-focused future around vehicles, especially in the way that we power vehicles, some of these same challenges that we always see in technology are bound to come up, and I think that's one of them. Now, there is a feeling in technology, or we hit a point in technology where companies come together and they say, you know, we're going to establish this standard for charging the device, or we're going to establish this standard for connecting to the internet. But that doesn't happen always right away. It happens, you know, after a couple of years on the market. So I would expect that there will be a standard for charging electric vehicles, that Tesla will agree to that standard at some point, because it's a convenience and a value to their owners. And as some of the more traditional car makers get deeper into the electric space, I would expect, again, this idea of standardization to become a little bit more prevalent through the market.
Can you talk about specific companies beyond Tesla, what they're doing? And obviously, it's some of the mainstay companies who are immersed in building this. Are there other startups that you see down the road as well?
Well, it seems like every major car manufacturer has one or two or a handful of electric vehicles in their lineup, and they're responding to the market, right? They see the popularity of Tesla. They understand some of the motives that consumers have around buying these vehicles. One that stands out to me is Ford making an electric Bronco, which I thought was a kind of a seminal moment in the electric vehicle history, right? The Bronco is a really well-known car. It's widely owned. I think OJ drove one. The white Bronco comes to mind as I bring up the Bronco. But that's, I think, an example, right, of a traditional car maker taking this leap into electric vehicles and at least converting some of their stock over to EV. You've also got some of the more luxury brands out there. Mercedes, very notably, I think it was last year, came out with an electric vehicle. Very luxury, though, high price, right? Premium vehicle, which is their MO. But to me, that says that there is interest kind of up and down the the pricing ladder in vehicles for EVs. If it's a savings in terms of fuel costs, and it's something that helps the environment, you know, those are things that I think are on the minds of consumers at any kind of income level. So I'm not surprised to see the luxury brands getting to electric vehicles, the traditional brands converting some of their more, standard vehicles over. And then, of course, you have to talk about some of the startups, right? Guys like Rivian, which I feel like seeing a Rivian vehicle out in the wild is kind of like seeing a unicorn. We get really excited. But again, right, the design looks really cool. The idea that you can have kind of a more heavy-duty vehicle, a truck or a Jeep that's electric, I think is catching on with consumers. So, you look around and we're definitely in this era of electric vehicles because they've just become so common at this point.
So lastly, is it hard to forecast something like EV from NPD in your perspective? I mean, to, you know, forecast percentages?
Well, that's a good question because you've got some government mandates and some news came out from California where they're going to ban the sale of internal combustion engine cars, so traditional gas cars. I think it's sometime in the 2030s. So you've got that as kind of an accelerator. California is the biggest vehicle market that we have in the country. So that is something that certainly provides some insight into the forecast. But one thing that I'll mention is the kind of on the topic of, you know, EV and the infotainment services and autonomous vehicles, a lot of consumers have cars with, maybe they're not full self-driving, but there are autonomous features. And I drove my family to Florida last month and was on 95 for, I don't know, 14 hours and clicked on the cruise control. And all of a sudden I noticed that my car was like going in line with the curves on the road. I had no idea that this car that I bought in 2020 is not fully self-driving, but it can follow the lane shifts. It knows to stay far enough away from the vehicle in front of it. I have to tell you, Buzz, I took my hands off the wheel just to see what would happen. And like, we didn't crash. It was kind of an interesting experiment until the car told me to put my hands back on the steering wheel. So our cars are getting much smarter, and many people have some of these features in their vehicles and they don't know it. So we are kind of on this push into more technology in our vehicles, certainly in terms of the content and the services on the screen, but also in how the cars are operating and how they utilize these features.
Well, you just did a brilliant tease for an upcoming episode that is going to include you, by the way, regarding autonomous driving. So well done, Ben, and thanks for being part of this today.
Oh, my pleasure. And again, we're just so happy to have you in Leesburg. It's a beautiful day today, and it's just nice to see you again.
Always great to see you, and you always make sense of the world. Thank you.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.